And before I could dig deep for a prayer, I found this hymn titled Hope of the World. So let's take a moment of quiet, a moment, because this thing that happened in Paris, we know because this world, we're all related. And it matters to each of us, and it matters to people that we care about deeply, and it matters to some we don't know so well. So let's take a moment. Hope of the world, God's gift from highest heaven, bringing to hungry souls the bread of life, still let thy spirit unto us be given to heal the earth's wounds and end all bitter strife. Hope of the world, who by thy cross did save us from death and dark despair, from sin and guilt, we render back the love thy mercy gave us. Take thou our lives and use them as thou wilt. Amen. Would you please stand as we sing our opening hymn together?
Thank you, Lord, is an old chorus. Very simple. So please think about what you're singing.
Thank you. beautiful. Turn and greet your neighbors. And I just want to mention, if you happen...
Good morning.
Good morning. And I want to mention to you that we've had this wonderful dynamic occurring lately, that sometimes there have been people who have had to sit out there or in there, and they did not have crying needs. So we want to welcome and greet everyone who comes here. If you happen to be sitting in a pew and towards the end of it, please, you know, start being aware of if there are more spaces open towards the middle, and think about what it's like when you come in a little late and you don't want to climb over people. So when you can, maybe during one of the hymns or whatever, let's kind of cozy towards the middle so that people who come in have space to be and to feel welcome. My name is Cheryl Freeman, and it's my delight to welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say a couple of things. One is, in my work life, I'm a mental health professional, therapist, you know, whatever you want to call it. And it sort of tickles me that lately there's been a lot of research coming out about what it takes for people to do well emotionally, in relationships, in life. And you know, an awful lot of it validates what the Bible's been telling us all along. And one of those things is that if people practice gratitude every day, they end up doing better on all indicators. Pastor Rohde quite wisely knew that and has put together a whole series about that. Thank you. There are a number of announcements and opportunities to express your gratitude in the worship folders that you have. I just encourage you, take them home, read them. But one thing you'll want to know now is if you did not take part in the pancake breakfast before this service, you can do it after this service, and you won't want to miss that. And my understanding is that the fees from that will buy Bibles for children, correct? Okay. And one other thing I want to say, and then I want to turn this over to Paul Berg for a ministry moment, is if you see any of us in the choir doing this, I won't speak for anyone but me, but this is not my attempt to be cool. It's just some of us, myself included, are subject to that form of migraines that come when you get sun directly in your light or in your eyes. And you'll see us shifting back and forth. Well, it's not that we're antsy, it's that we're trying to dodge the direct sun. So just view us with some grace when this occurs, okay? Thank you. Paul, I think you have a ministry moment.
Thank you. You make it seem so easy, Pastor Rohde. I don't know how you do it, but this is definitely out of my comfort zone. My name is Paul, and I'm with the Normandale Highlands Missions Group. First of all, I wanted to thank you for all the support you've given to the Missions Group over the years. You may or may not know, but a portion of your tithings that you've given portions of it come to the missions team to help groups that we support. And our group has assembled a pretty good, pretty worthy groups over the years. And just to give you a cross-section of what we're involved in and how your support gives support to these groups, the first thing that what it does is give, we offer time in packing food, or Feed My Starving Children, for example. And then also your financial support supports groups that you're probably familiar with, Bethany International, with George Foster, Africa Uplifted, Kairos International, the McKay family, Kissy International, the Lowell Guests, and Ideas in supporting the Wickerman family. Finally, what your offerings give us as well is hope. Hope for a Guatemalan boy who we support giving medical assistance, schooling, and also food for that child. Lastly, it's kind of exciting announcement I have that we're in preparations of putting together a mission trip in 2017. It's going to happen over the spring break period, so college students can attend. It will also, anyone who can attend as well that has a passion for missions work or who is physically able. Now, here's the cool part about this, that we don't know our location and we don't know our focus yet. So if you're involved, have a passion for this and want to get involved in these initial footwork from the ground up, this is the time to get involved with our missions group. Our next meeting is December 12th, and we've got an updated information on the bulletin board that you can progressively see and actually find out where we're going and what we're doing. So get involved with our missions group on December 15th. Thank you.
Can you just use this one? Here, use it. Yeah, thanks.
Good morning. I'm Abby. I'm the new Community Outreach and Children's Ministry Specialist, if you don't know me. I'm excited because I'm here to talk about the new directory, which quite a few of you already had your pictures taken this morning. Thank you very much. I want to do a quick survey of the congregation. If you have started attending here since 2011, raise your hand. If you have had a new child, keep them up, please. Sorry. If you have had a new child since 2011, raise your hand. Okay, we got some more. If you've gotten a little grayer, raise your hand. If you think anyone in your family looks a little different, raise your hand. Okay, all right. So this is why we need a new directory. As a new person here, I will sometimes go to look someone up and they're not in a directory. Well, because they're new here. And so this is a wonderful chance for us to update our directory, and this time we're doing it ourselves. So Randy Dopp from our congregation is going to take the pictures. I'm helping to coordinate the pictures and the information that you're filling out. And Deanna's going to help us by inputting it into software that then will make us a directory that we can print ourselves. So it will be a wonderful tool not only to give to everybody right now, but we can easily update it in the future. So whenever we get new members, we can just pop them right in and we can print out an updated copy for the people who need it, which is wonderful. So please take a moment this morning or next Sunday, or we're also going to do it December 6th, and get your picture taken. You just have to fill out a little form so we can make sure your information is updated, and you can get your picture taken very easily. We're also going to offer it on a Wednesday evening in case there's anybody that can't attend on Sunday morning, and that is Wednesday, December 2nd from 5:30 to 7. Also, if you have somebody that's not home, a college student, and can't get here, you can just send me a snapshot. My email address is in the bulletin, and you can just send me that, and we can update that way as well. If you would like to use a previous picture from our last directory, I believe we can also do that, but you just have to let me know that you want to do that. So thank you very much for participating. I appreciate it. And one announcement for anybody that has kids that attend children's worship, I will be bringing them back up during the last hymn, kind of like we do for communion when we bring them up and they join you. But we'll do that during the last hymn this week and next week so I can be out there to help Randy. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing all your faces in the directory.
Let's continue to worship God with God's tithes and our offering. Almighty God, everlasting God, life-giving God, we cast our cares on you. We look to you for hope, and we find it in you. And dear God, when darkness would come over this world, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And we give you thanks. May this be pleasing to you. Through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Please be seated. And would the kids come forward?
You have to come over here. I can't sit like Pastor Brody.
Down here?
Anywhere you want to take a seat would be fine.
Okay.
The kids are organized. We just can't get him organized. Okay, turn around and look here. Pastor Rohde has been talking for several weeks about being thankful. And we are in God's house, and we are thankful for that. Now, what special holiday is coming up? Yes?
Thanksgiving.
And what do we think about when we think?
About
being thankful, and what else? Turkeys. What else? Food. Everybody. I was in the grocery store, and everybody is, I've got to get this, I've got to get that, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Is that what we are thankful for? So this morning, I want to show you that I went shopping, and I decided that I had to look for something that some other family might want, because there are many families that go to a place called Veep. That's where they can pick up their food. Not everybody has their cupboards full. Not everybody knows that this is what they're going to have for supper. So I thought I would just go shopping. So I bought some mashed potatoes. Now, anybody can do that. All they need is water. They don't even need to have milk, because some people can't get milk. That's just something that's kind of expensive. So we have that. Okay, now this is tuna. Not everybody is going to have turkey for Thanksgiving. They can have tuna. They can make tuna salad, tuna sandwiches. That's something different. And there's red applesauce. How about that? That would be good for a fruit. I couldn't buy apples because those would not last very long. So, and I bought sweet potatoes. Somebody can open up this can, and all they have to do is cook them. And I happen to see this, and it's a soup. So if somebody in the family says, I don't like that, okay, Mom, Dad, open up a can of soup. I mean, Thanksgiving doesn't always mean turkey. And then I bought some gravy to put on the mashed potatoes. I bought some corn. I bought some greens. Now, not everybody here will eat greens, including Carol. But some people, this is really a treat for them. So when I was shopping, I was looking for a treat that somebody would like. More green beans and more peanut butter. Then we have noodles. Okay, maybe somebody doesn't like mashed potatoes, but maybe they could do noodles and they could put some tuna in it and then they could have their meal. Has anybody ever done that? I think that's called a hot dish. And there's more green beans and corn. Because, you know, some people have got quite a few children, so they may have to open up a couple of cans. And then as a treat, I thought I would pick up these. They're peanut butter and jelly snacks. And I thought that would be kind of nice to have somebody have this maybe in the afternoon. They could have that. And of course, for breakfast, we can gotta have cereal. And then we've got mac and cheese together. And as an extra special, I bought birthday cake Oreos. Somebody might have a birthday at this time. I know, I have a daughter who has a birthday on Thanksgiving, so they could have these. Now, these you probably never think about. How many times has your mom, your dad, your teacher said, "Would you please blow your nose?" Yeah, we've all had that problem. And last but not least, we do have to have toilet paper.
Ew.
Right? It's not an ew. Do you know that some people cannot afford? This is something, if they have to make a choice between buying this or this, they say, "This will feed my family. We'll have to make do with maybe something else." So let's think about that. Now, before you all leave today, I want to give you something, and Mr. Minson, back there that's just opening the door, has a container for your VEEP. And each one of you are going to put in something from here and put it in there as you go to your Sunday school. Shall we play? Dear Jesus, we are so thankful. And why do we have to be reminded to be thankful? Every day when we get up, we should be thankful. Every night when we go to bed, we should be thankful. So Jesus, watch over us during this holiday season, and may we remember many others are struggling and they need our help. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So somebody take something and put it. Just a moment. Don't let them rush, okay?
Sure.
Oh, that's pretty heavy.
Go ahead. It's heavy. Can you take it? There you go.
Can you take two?
There you go.
Thank you.
Here you go. You don't want
to. You don't want to take anything?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's fine. Oh, well, okay. You can just take it back and put it in the box. Both of those, please. Just put it in the box. Thank you.
You can go. So, I don't know if you get to see the faces of when she mentions a tuna sandwich for Thanksgiving, but what a treat it is for me. As we come together, of course, all the things happening in our lives and in the people we care about, God yearns to hear us in prayer. So we do come and we pray. I invite you to look at the very back of the bulletin. You'll see a list of prayers there. These are people we've been praying for. We're always happy to add you or someone you care about to this list. If you fill it out in that blue card or just let us know. Let us pray. Gracious and mighty God, loving and giving God, we thank you that you hear us whenever we pray. Hear us now, dear God, as we pray for the people of Paris, for all those who are in shock and grief now. We ask for your peace, for all around the world who are torn. We ask for your peace. You hear us, dear God, as we pray for Don. And dear God, we pray for John and Red and Pat and Twyla. Dear God, we pray for Janet Hipple and Janet. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear us as we pray for Diane and Bob and the whole Niederer family. Please bring them comfort. And please bless Pam and Paul, and all who grieve. Dear God, hear us as we pray in the quiet, the prayers of our hearts that we hesitate to call out, but dear God, you know them well. Hear us, dear God, as we pray in our hearts now. Dear God, we lift these prayers to you through our hope, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. There is one more special prayer I'd like to call out. Is Julia here? Oh, here's Julia. We've been praying for Julia Valley, and she's a new member just recently. And we live in the world, we know the nature of cancer. But on this day, Julie is in remission. When anyone in the church family, when anyone in the body of Christ suffers, we all suffer. And when anyone is brought to joy, well, I hope you felt it. So we pray. Dear God, we thank you for this good day for Julia. Bless her and continue her in strength through Christ Jesus. Amen.
In strength. Our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. And from the New Testament, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You know that in just a couple of weeks, it's Thanksgiving. And it's not a surprise that Thanksgiving comes at this time, at harvest time. And if you've had the treat of driving in outstate Minnesota, or even just a couple miles down the road, and you've seen some of the harvest, have you been able to see that just these past few weeks? And you see a whole cornfield change in a day, and how beautiful that is. Way, way, way back in time, and even near in time, but this heritage of thankfulness now goes back into Old Testament times when people would be harvesting and they would take the best, the first fruits, and they'd bring them together and offer them to God, and they would eat. And the people way back then would find the original cranberry sauce, the kind in the can, and they'd slop that out and slice it up for everybody. You know, the way it's meant to be served. But we enter into this tradition which sometimes tradition can be such a gift. And this is. Now, I'm going to mention a name here, and as soon as I do, we'll know what age range you're in. If you remember somebody called Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, did you know he is an ordained pastor? And his work, he had a kids show for many years. And, you know, I mention his name, and some of you might roll your eyes, and some of you might sigh like, ah, Mr. Rogers. Some of you might say, well, I really prefer Captain Kangaroo, but whatever your choices, the thing he did which was new to the world, well, new to TV, is he took kids seriously. And he gave kids respect. He saw his work, his labor, as a Christian thing, as a holy thing. And some of the kids that grew up, of course, many grew up and went to college, and some gathered and invited him to give their commencement speech. And so he did at Marquette. And in that commencement speech, when he's looking at all these young men and women who were toddlers one day watching him in their living rooms, he said there at the very beginning of his commencement speech, Pastor Rogers, Fred Rogers, said, appreciation is a holy thing. Our gratitude is something that's holy. He went on and he said, when we look for what's best in the person we happen to be with at the moment, not the person we're trying hard to be with, the person we happen to be with, we're doing what God does. If we try to get at what's the heart of it all, what is the big thing that this is all about, we find that it's love. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love. Why were we born? Why do we go to meetings? Why do we put gas in our car? We do it to love. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. You know, there are people, and I've heard this question, if we could ask God anything, and you know we can, if we could meet God and ask God a question, and we can, if we could ask God what it was all about, which we can do every night, we call it prayer, we can do it at noon, we can do it in the morning, whenever we pray, we can ask anything. But there was a guy who walked right up to the Son of God, who walked right up to the eternal Word of God, who walked up to God's beloved and said, what's it all about? And have you ever met anybody like this who says, can you just bottom line it for me, please? Somebody who had the gumption to walk up to God, walk up to Jesus and say, just give me the bottom line. Can we skip the fluff and just tell me? And Jesus said, the greatest commandment is this. Love God. That's it. Love God. And? See, Jesus gave us a 2-for-1 special. And isn't that the thing with God? You come to God and you say, I want an answer to this question. You've got to be careful when you're saying things like that. You tell me, dear Jesus, what is the one most important thing? And Jesus says, well, I'll tell you what the one most important thing is. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. God's beloved Son gave us a 2-for-1 special. Love God and love neighbor. Jesus said everything else, every other law hangs on this. And we've discovered as a human race, if a law does not hang on this, if a law does not hang on love God and love neighbor, then we shake things up and we rattle those laws until they do. Every law and all the words of the prophets hang on this: love God and love neighbor. Appreciation. Could another word for appreciation be love? Appreciation is a holy thing. And when we look for what's best in the person we happen to be with at the moment, and isn't that the thing? As soon as Jesus says, love your neighbor, well then, ever since that day, and even with the person who asked, said, well, what exactly do you mean by neighbor? Like, if I could take the corner of the house and think of everyone west, sure, but do I have to include this one over here? And haven't we been doing that? Don't we do that in our own families? Love my brothers and sisters? Well, even, oh, come on. I mean, it's the wish of every parent. Would you just get along, love each other? And sometimes parents call out with such hope, would you please tolerate each other? Sometimes that's the most we can hope for. Tolerance, please. But God even pushes it more than that and says, love your neighbor. Love that weird cousin who keeps coming around and calling. Love your neighbor. And how do we love? When we look for what's best in the person we happen to be with. And could it be that God has aligned things so that we bump into a person and maybe they drive us buggy? But maybe it's not about us. Maybe the person that drives us buggy needs our eyes open in gratitude for what God is doing in that person. And then we're doing what God does. So, in loving and appreciating our neighbor, in the words of the great Mr. Rogers, we're participating in something truly sacred. And aren't we invited to do the sacred every day of our lives? Love God, love neighbor. Thank God. And last week, if you happened to be here, we took two offerings. The second offering wasn't monetary, it was an offering of thanks. And we wrote or scribbled or drew, and I did not read the cards. We wrote the things, and we wrote a note to God for the things for which we're grateful. Today, this morning, this day, I invite you to think of somebody dear in your life, or maybe it's not somebody dear. Maybe the person that God is putting on your heart right now is your fourth grade teacher, and you're feeling thankful for what that person gave you. Or maybe you're feeling thankful for just something incidental, and you've had great things happen in your life, and you've had some medium things, but for some reason, one of the mediums are popping up in your mind right now. I'm going to invite you to thank somebody. I'm asking the ushers, would you please pass these out? You're going to be given a beautiful card. And go ahead, don't take too long, but take a peek through and pull a card out. These cards didn't come free. They came from the effort, the gift, the labor of the Dopp family and the Penoyer family. They come as a gift to you. But when you see these beautiful cards, please pick one out. Oh, go ahead and pass them out. I'm just trying to stall. I'm stretching out as long as I can. But take these cards and think of one person in your life. And I'm not giving you homework. I'm not asking you to take this card home and fill it out. Right now, in this holy place we call sanctuary, Right now, while there is somebody, a person on your heart, and maybe 3 or 5 or 7 people come up, but I'm asking you to, well, let's limit this to 1. I would invite you to write. And look at the stamp that's in the card. Look at the verse that's in there. And in this holy time, as the Holy Spirit stirs in your heart, you know, there's so many unwritten thank you cards that I've had in my mind. Well, I invite you to write 1 right now. Write 1 in many words, be poetic, be rhyming, or just scribble. Think of somebody in your life and write this card out now. Why wait? And if you don't have a pen, we also have some pens available. If you kind of wave to the ushers, they'll bring some your way. I'll talk now in hushed tones in case you're still writing. You know, Jesus said that the blessings of God, the realm of God, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's right there. And of the things Jesus came and did, Jesus came and taught and blessed and got hungry and fed. And he ate with sinners and he gives us forgiveness. And he blesses. Could it be that the blessings of heaven, the realm of heaven, the heavenness in the person just outside of us, that the key to that is our gratitude, that there is no wall between us and the blessings of heaven at all, except for the walls we have up. And the way we get to the blessings of heaven, the way we get to the enjoyment of the gifts of God, is through our gratitude. And this thing, which can seem so simple, writing a thank you card. When we take our baptismal vows, we talk about the spiritual forces at work in this world. And in these past few days and weeks and months, there are spiritual forces. We recognize them so boldly now that there are people who want to wreak chaos and hate. And could it be that what we do today, that as these notes go out and they bring gratitude and the gifts of God, that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it. So now your homework, I invite you, don't let the sun set on your note. Address it today. Please get it out. Get it gone. Let it go. Send it to make the blessing. And if your heart is so moved to write 1, 2, 3 or more, there's some more cards. They're here to be used. Love God and love neighbor. That's what Jesus said it's all about. And could it be our gratitude, our thankfulness, opens our heart, opens our strength, opens our soul to love God and to love neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please stand as we sing our closing hymn? now as you go. May you go enjoying the blessings that this exercise opens up. May you go enjoying your neighbor and enjoying the love of God. May you go in the joy of the Holy Spirit and the grace of Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.